Are we starting on two?
That was good.
Excellent. All right, we are back, and I have some special guests with us to answer all of your mobile development type questions. You need no introduction, but why don't you introduce yourselves for people that may not know who you are. We'll start with you, my friend.
I'm Miguel de Casa, and I work on Xamarin, building the tools for targeting Android and iOS. And I've been a fan of .NET for many, many years.
Yeah, I remember one time you said, I love .NET more than Microsoft. I remember one time.
Yes, we had to bring that love.
Now the love is back. I love it. And why don't you introduce yourself, my friend?
I'm Nat Friedman. I work with Miguel on Xamarin and now Visual Studio Mobile Center, which we just announced this morning. And we've worked together for a long time, about 20 years now.
Yes.
And just joined Microsoft earlier this year with the acquisition of Xamarin.
Did you guys start when you were like 10 years old or something? I mean, because you're pretty young.
Well, thank you. It's a moisturizer. You
want to do moisturizer? Of course. Mornings. Yeah, you'll have to swap notes or something.
No alcohol, no smoking.
I love it. Yeah. So again, all your questions are probably the most important. So I'm going to start off with a question of mine just to sort of prime the pump. But if you want the URL, hopefully they'll put it at the bottom. By the way, I'm Seth Juarez at Seth Juarez. You can tweet at me and I'll try to get them. But if you go to connectevent.microsoft.com, you should be able to get some questions in there. We want those. Those are the most important. So let's start off with sort of a broad sort of question. Tell us about the things that you work on that you announced today. There was a ton of them, and I just love them. Let's start with you, Nat.
Great. So we had a huge number of announcements today, and we've been working on some of this stuff for quite a long time, so it's a huge relief to kind of get it out there and off our chests and be able to talk about it publicly. So the first is in Visual Studio 2017, which we announced today, we've introduced a ton of new features that are available for people that help them really tune their user interfaces and their applications much more effectively and with a lot less work. It's sort of really refined the inner loop of development. So those are the Xamarin Inspector, Workbooks feature, Profiler, and the Xamarin Forms Previewer, and also the ability to have in Visual Studio on a Windows machine the iOS simulator remoted and available right there for you. So all that comes out in Visual Studio 2017. Second, we introduced for the first time ever Visual Studio for Mac. And this is incredibly exciting because we're bringing not only the ability to do mobile app development on the Mac, but also the ability to do cloud and server development with .NET Core and ASP.NET Core. And we're taking the heritage of Xamarin Studio, but also code from Visual Studio itself, and in collaboration with the Visual Studio code team, there's a whole set of shared code now we have between all three IDEs that's showing up there. And finally, we introduced Visual Studio Mobile Center, and the goal there was to give mobile developers, any mobile developers, not just Xamarin or C# developers, but if you're using Xcode or Android Studio or any type of app that you're building, Mobile Center provides a set of services that'll help you easily set up CI, so you can build your app on every push, automated testing, so you can test on real devices, distribution to your beta users, analytics and monitoring, and a whole bunch of other services. Our goal eventually is to have really a fully integrated set of services for mobile developers, including scalable backend services from Azure. So all that is what we announced today, and obviously there's a lot in there. So we're happy about that.
I mean, that's a lot of stuff. I mean, you recently joined Microsoft like a couple of months ago, it feels like, and you've already done all this stuff. Let's start with Visual Studio for Mac. Mm-hmm. There are some that think, is this just a sort of a rewrite of Xamarin Studio, or is it built on top of Xamarin Studio? You mentioned that a little bit, but I was hoping you'd chime in on that.
Well, it's an evolution. We started with Xamarin Studio the Core, which is a pure .NET application. Many people don't know this, but it's a pure managed app. And what has happened since we joined Microsoft is we've been collaborating with both the Visual Studio team and the Visual Studio code team. And we said, well, having three IDEs and three code bases and maintaining three code bases sounds too difficult. So we're actually following our own guidance, which is isolate the platform-independent pieces, figure out ways of sharing code. And there's a lot of ways of sharing code. So with Visual Studio Code, we're, if you've been following, and I don't know if our audience has followed this, but there's now a series of protocols for adding language support.
Right.
So if you implement this protocol, it doesn't really matter what language it is. An external handler will provide code completion, IntelliSense, building, and all these capabilities. So we're starting there, and that's how we're going to bring JavaScript and TypeScript support into Visual Studio for Mac. It's the same code that will that powers VS Code, the same code that eventually will power other IDEs. And what is nice is that it's an extensible system. So our focus, we're very focused on delivering a great experience for customers today around .NET, but as our users have needs for other languages, when we add the support in one IDE, it will show up across the board, right? So if when Rust, when people need Rust or Go or any of these things, they will come. So there's a collaboration in the protocol side of the house, so we can all share these external servers. There is a collaboration in this syntax and code completion system that is similar to this in Spirit, and then like Nat mentioned, we're working with the Visual Studio team and the team that owns all the web tools that developers love for editing Razor, CSS, completion, you know, resolving dependencies, resolving key pieces on your JavaScript and so on. They are taking over the tooling for Visual Studio for Mac. So yes, it has a heritage in Xamarin Studio, but realistically, it has a heritage in all these three pieces of code, right?
So it wasn't just a, we're going to rewrite this for Mac. It's literally now you have pieces here, you have pieces there, Visual Studio Code, some in Visual Studio on Windows that you sort of leveraged and brought together in a really good package.
And we'll blend them, I'll reuse them, and some code we'll build will be reused elsewhere and so on.
And I think another thing I'd just add about Visual Studio for Mac is that at launch now, in this preview state, we're focused on just these two scenarios of mobile apps and .NET Core apps on server. But it's possible over time as we get feedback from people, so we want to nail those, right? But there's certainly the opportunity for us to expand the focus over time and do more, address more scenarios, IoT scenarios or scripting scenarios and that sort of thing. It's possible. And there's certainly, you know, the way we view it is developers, some developers just love an IDE experience, a full, rich, integrated IDE experience with visual designers and debuggers and so forth. And so for them, I think to have a real option on Mac is, you know, that comes from Microsoft and that has, you know, all the power of Visual Studio behind it is pretty great.
I think it's pretty awesome. So let's start with the first question, Taryn. Do I still need a Mac for developing cross-platform mobile apps using Xamarin on Visual Studio under the Windows environment? Tell us about that.
You currently do need that, and you need it only for your iOS head. You know, maybe in the future we'll have something else to announce. But for now, you need this, and you need it to power your simulator, to power your code signing, to power your native compilation. That's where we are.
I saw the Visual Studio Mobile Center. Is that what it's called?
That's right.
Is there a way for me to push my apps over there and then run it on a test cloud without a Mac?
You can, yeah. So essentially, all Visual Studio Mobile Center needs is your code. And that's kind of the cool thing about it. We wanted to create this magic experience where you just hit one button, you attach your GitHub repo, and you're done. We're going to build it for you. You don't have to set up your own build hosts or Macs or Android build systems. We're just going to handle that. We'll deploy it to real iOS devices. And in Test Cloud, we didn't have time to show every detail, but we don't just capture screenshots. We actually capture videos. We have device remoting that we're going to make available broadly in the future.
Right.
And so all of that sort of happens for free, essentially.
I like what Nat was telling me last night, which is when he was going over the slides, I really liked the message that he had, which is, up until now, when you build mobile apps or when you build websites or anything, it's a little bit of a craftsman thing, right? You do it all.
So yeah.
You pick your editor, your code, your libraries, your server, how you deploy it. You write some articles over there. You put together your script. So it's like a nice cottage that you build with your hands over a course of many years. And yes, it's yours. But, you know, your AC plugs are, well, it turns out that the AC plugs are something that you got at a discount shop. So they're plugs from, Russian 1920s. And the faucets, actually, they're all made of, maybe you shouldn't have used lead, but that's what it is. And
the paint is peeling a little bit in some areas.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's all these decisions that you do from distribution, crash reporting, analytics, and you build your own thing. It's yours. But what we're here to do is essentially, what his team is essentially building is an industrialized pipeline, right? Nat showed it today. You put in the code, outcomes, packages, analytics, crash reporting, delivery, it's all. We take care of all that thing that used to be very manual.
And I love that analogy because, if I was building a mobile app, I would literally be in a house of sticks trying to get something to work. Right. And then when you say crash analytics, someone's saying like, oh, yeah, that's something we should be doing.
You're going to an all... to a spa with all the, what is it called?
All amenities.
Resort. Yeah.
Very good. You were going to say something, Nat.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, the other thing we discovered as we were doing, so we started not just with the notion that developers wanted this, but with real proof, because we have, you know, an enormous number of developers who use Hockey App, who use Xamarin Insights, who use Xamarin Test Cloud, who use Azure Mobile Engagement. And so we're actually, we've already had some of the point solutions, you know, in developers' hands who are using them. And so we've gotten to know those developers. And we noticed, for example, that very few developers are using continuous integration. Around 20% of mobile developers using continuous integration. They all want it. It's just hard to set up.
Yeah.
And then of those developers who have crash reporting set up, you know, how many can actually are actually analyzing their crash reports against their source code that's properly symbolicated, and they're able to see on a commit basis, you know, where did this bug get introduced? Well, you can only do that if you're able to attach your crash reporting to your source control, and if you can actually look on a build-by-build basis and see what happens. So there's like all this stuff that we realized we could do, you know, and make easy, make automatic if we put these products together. And so Visual Studio Mobile Center is, we did start kind of from scratch in terms of the way we designed the app, but it is also the next version of Hockey App. It is the next version of Xamarin Test Cloud. So those users are going to have, you know, if you've been using those products, eventually that'll be a really seamless transition for you. And you know, of course, you don't have to use everything. If you want to use us for beta distribution, but not for CI, because you've already got something set up, that's fine. We think you'll like our CI service,
yeah.
But you can pick and choose as well. It's not a kind of all or nothing.
And you know, DevOps, for me, unfortunately, because I'm not good at it, has become a glorified PowerShell script that's unmaintainable. I love how you sort of have taken that pipeline and industrialized it a little bit.
Yep.
All right, so next question. Why is there no TFS support in Visual Studio for Mac?
That is a good question. And the answer is simple. This is our first preview. Mm-hmm. And our focus was to enable these mobile scenarios, these cloud scenarios. And we thought that was the most important thing to deliver, this debugging experience across the board, giving first-class support to ASP.NET Core. But the nice thing about the preview really is that we're listening. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what you guys want. And we're here to serve, really. I mean, what we want is to make developers happy. That's the ethos of the entire group, right?
And I think that's right. So we've got to, you know, this is, I mentioned it on stage in the keynote, but this is what we really want with Visual Studio for Mac, is we want lots of loud feedback about what are the key gaps we need to fill here. And there's a feedback feature, you know, add a suggestion right in the app. And so you can just tell us in the IDE or tweet us or however you want to let us know. But we really want to hear this kind of feedback.
Awesome. Next question from Leonardo. What are the plans to make it really easier to use third-party open source libraries in Xamarin like CocoaPods and Maven?
That's an interesting and complicated question. So I'm going to distill it because I think that I can follow up with more detail with you in person, Leonardo. So if you can reach out, that would be nice. But essentially, with the latest release of our Objective Sharpie, you can consume CocoaPods directly. So there is a special option to take a CocoaPod, and we'll do you a .NET binding. With Maven, it is almost automatic at this point. It's not Maven, but jar files, and I understand there's a little bit of a difference. But you can get a good enough binding, but what we strive to do at Xamarin has always to polish the APIs and turn the native APIs in something that sticks to the .NET guidelines, the programming model, the naming convention. So you can use the raw translation and it will work today. But if you do the extra mile, the extra work, and the problem is that Java loses the information there. Enumerations in Java essentially vanish. So it's difficult to associate the value of an enumeration with an int.
I see.
Right? So usually the parameters are like int, display kind, right? And then separately you have an enumeration with display kinds. And there's no way of knowing that this integer actually takes those enums. So there's a little bit of data loss there, and that's what makes the bindings not so pretty. But we're, as usual, we're working on that. That's what my team does. Again, delight is our objective, and we know that that's something people want. Now, for a Swift story, we're working on an automated Swift integration tool. So it will be a lot easier than these two because Swift has enough metadata that we can map, while the other two are lossy systems, right?
I see. And so so for those that don't know, CocoaPods is like your assemblies for stuff in Objective-C?
CocoaPods is like the new spec file. It's like the new spec file.
Got it.
Right? So you say, fetch this package, compile it this way, do this thing. So we're able to take that and generate a binding out of it. right?
I see.
Not a lot of people know it, but it's documented on the website. Probably we should have made more noise about it.
And then Maven would be the corresponding thing on the Android side.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. Next question. Will there be some sort of roadmap for Xamarin Forms? How many people are working on Xamarin Forms? It seems to me that the development pace has dropped a little bit, and it concerns me. I don't know. I feel like it has.
No. I read that thread. There was a thread. I don't know. There's something in our community that they like to... I don't know. I think that the best answer is look at the commits, and you'll see the furious list of commits that are going into the product optimization, fine-tuning, memory usage, features, backends. Today we announced a collaboration with Samsung. So, I mean, if you really care about this thing and you're a little bit stressed, you should look at the commits because it's progressing at a very rapid pace. Now, we don't necessarily add, right? You might have some features that you want, Seth, but sometimes we have to balance the features that you or Nat wants with bigger objectives. And one of the things that we've been working on very hard is accessibility support, because we want to make all Forms apps accessible. Mm-hmm. So I know that to a lot of people, accessibility is something that is always an afterthought, but we had to do this thing. It's very important for our customers, very important for government applications, and to reach out more users. So it's something that a lot of people don't see. Like, well, that's not a big feature. You didn't add laser shooters. Yes. Well, the laser shooters will
come
back.
That was my request, by the
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
I'm really upset that it wasn't
request.
Here. Yeah. So next question. I love Mono from Wesson. Will Xamarin leverage CoreRT in the future?
That is a simple answer. Yes. In fact, we announced it last week at our MVP summit. I probably should blog about this, but essentially the short answer is yes. They're converging. The runtimes are converging. There's a detailed plan of how the conversion is happening. And it's just, we just left the MVP summit. We had to come here. I haven't had time to blog, but we will talk about that.
Why don't you give an overview of sort of like the different frameworks or runtimes that are available and how they're coming together?
So you got the .NET desktop framework, and that's what we ship on Windows. You got .NET Core, which is the open source version. And what happened with .NET Core is that they took .NET Standard and they cleaned up the API, they shrunk the API, and they put it there. Mono, on the other hand, tracks the full framework. And what we're trying to do is replace Mono, legacy code of Mono, code that wasn't well debugged, well tested, with .NET code. And we've been doing that very successfully. And CoreRT is somewhere in the middle with a highly tuned, high-performance set of libraries. Mm-hmm. But they work with the trimmed-down API. So now we have a strategy where we're going to say, we're going to converge everything in CoreRT, and we're going to effectively get all the benefits and have no functionality loss. But I'll talk about the sausage making on my post.
Awesome. We'll do that. Siva, will Visual Studio for Mac in the future have all the functionalities as Visual Studio for Windows?
So our strategy is not just to say, okay, we need to match every feature in Visual Studio for Windows on Visual Studio for Mac out of the box, because Visual Studio for Windows, Visual Studio itself is an enormously powerful and functional piece of software. Mm-hmm. Instead, we want to prioritize what we do, and so we started with mobile and .NET Core. And so we're asking you, basically. We want to know from developers, what should our next priorities be? Give us feedback about what functionality you'd like to see next, and we're going to do it in priority order. We'll hear, you know, where the interest is, where the demand is, and that'll drive our roadmap.
And we're
going to be very public about that, too. We're planning to publish our roadmap, solicit feedback on it, keep it continuously updated, so you'll have an idea of exactly where we're going. But we thought, you know, the average user on a Mac is not exactly the same as a user using Visual Studio on Windows. For example, very unlikely that you're ever going to really need to build UWP applications on a Mac, right? Because you may as well do those in Windows. And so that changes the entire set of priorities when you're targeting that Mac user.
So, and even the keyboard layout is different, so the features would have to be semi-different.
Yep, got an escape key, for example. It's pretty handy.
Wow, oh, geez. I'm going to move forward on that one. Bharat says, any improvements to Xamarin Forms XAML IntelliSense? It is not friendly as UWP XAML IntelliSense.
We're working on that, and now that we're under the same roof, effectively, with the Visual Studio team, we're able to reach out to the right people, the right people that can coach us, that can tell us, oh, you got to do this thing or fix issues on their own engine. So it's coming. I thought that we already had shipped it, but this question makes me think that maybe we're missing something. Bharat, please contact me so that we can chat about this.
Absolutely. I did see that there was this really cool inspector thing that allows you to sort of edit XAML on the fly. Did I miss that or did I get that right?
You got it right. Well, there's two pieces. The inspector is we're basically bringing the capabilities of that web developers have to inspect an app and make changes and see how did they put this together.
Right.
How is this working? Well, let me call this function. Let me press the button. Oh, how did it happen? Why is it not working? So we brought that same capability of inspecting on the web to mobile. So you get to look at the hierarchy of your views and get multiple views of it, examine properties, change properties, or issue C-sharp commands that go against your target directly.
Right.
So it's like, why is this method not working? And you can try it as like, oh, well, I shouldn't be passing that parameter. So we brought that capability today. We launched it today. And so that was the inspector piece. And
right.
The other piece was, I lost track there.
There was the inspector and then, I don't remember. But
no, but the question.
Well, the question was, you release this inspector that allows you to go in and change things.
All right, right. Yes.
And so, again, those five words, why is this not working? I'm sure every dev in the universe has said those five words. Next question from Yuri. Will mobile centers support Windows Phone?
Yes. The answer is yes. We do plan to support Windows Phone. So what we're going to do with mobile center, similar to what I just said about Visual Studio for Mac, is our plan is to have a really open roadmap and essentially have a user voice link inside Mobile Center where you can see exactly what we're working on, and we're going to use developer feedback to prioritize there as well. That said, we absolutely plan to have UWP support sometime in the first half of next calendar year, hopefully even sooner, but it's definitely a priority on our roadmap. You know, we wanted to release Mobile Center as quickly as possible because we knew that we already had reached that point where there's like a quantum of utility in the product. Just setting up CI, setting up testing, setting up distribution, crash reporting and analytics already is really useful. And so over time, we're going to be adding support for more SDKs, more app frameworks, and including UWP.
It feels like Visual Studio Mobile Center took some of the bits of Hockey App, some of the bits from like VSTS, Visual Studio Team Service, and put them together. Is that a good assessment, or was it just a rewrite?
Well, it's both. I mean, so we started kind of from the ground up in terms of designing the user experience, and so we are not using any of the UI really from the existing products. We said, okay, if you were to envision all of these services together in one place, how would that work? And it turns out it looks really different from Hockey App.
Yeah.
The way it looks right now, but under the hood, absolutely. We're using, for example, the Hockey App Client SDK is the best crash reporting client SDK on the planet. And if you want to prove that to yourself, you can go to a website called CrashProbe, crashprobe.com, I think. And what we've done is we actually built a benchmarking suite for mobile app crash reporting services. So we generate hundreds of different, really exotic types of crashes, and you check it against all the competitors and against the Hockey App client SDK, and Hockey App by far captures the most useful information that helps you diagnose a crash of any of them in every crash scenario. And so, obviously, for example, that we're going to reuse. There's also back-end stuff on the server that we're using as well. So the testing lab in Xamarin Test Cloud is used. When it comes to Hockey App, the pipeline that actually, and the algorithm that group crashes together, we're using that. We're using a lot of Azure services as well, so that gave us some really powerful building blocks when it comes to analytics, for example.
You mentioned Power BI and other
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so I think the idea of our analytics, our approach there is we want to give you a couple of screens that answer your most obvious mobile questions.
Right.
But then if you want to build your own dashboards, you can stream everything out into Power BI and build arbitrarily complex queries there.
And you mentioned that all of this is built on a RESTful API as well.
Yeah, so our concept in terms of architecting Mobile Center was to go API first, meaning there are no secret APIs. The user interface that you see is built on top of our public APIs, REST APIs that any developer can consume. Our command line interface is also built on top of those same public REST APIs. And so any functionality you can do through the website or through the coming mobile apps, we'll have some mobile apps in the future, you'll be able to do programmatically as well. We'll find some ways of making those accessible in really friendly ways.
Awesome. A couple more questions. We want to make sure to get to them. When will there be Xamarin form support for UWP?
That is a good question. We shipped that months and months,
oh, you
months
did?
And months and months ago.
Yeah. Oh,
we've had it forever. UWP is Kortor strategy. It was Kortor strategy before we were acquired by Microsoft. Mm-hmm. I mean, we supported Windows Phone, and then we supported the updated Windows Phone, and we supported UWP. It's supported across the board. So it's there. You can get started. In fact, we showed it today.
Yeah.
There were a couple of the solutions open on stage with UWP. We care very much about UWP. Little known fact, our developers do most of the prototyping with UWP because it's what's running on their machine. So there's no need to launch emulators, no need to do anything.
Right.
So they do most of the core work in UWP, in fact.
That's impressive. Like, I love how you are, because I remember when Xamarin came out, there was this shared code area that had most of the stuff. And it feels like you're trying to push more and more and more into that shared code area, which is really remarkable.
Well, it's a little bit like, you know, the spinning things that they had today where they say you use the right
yep.
tool for the right problem. Forms is the right tool for a class of problems, but also native APIs are the right tool for the right problem. So you really got to look at what is your problem, your timeline, how much you're going to support it, what is your staff, what is the knowledge of your team, and pick the right tool. So essentially, we're there to support you across the board.
I love it. I love it. Next question. Can we use Visual Studio for Mac to develop ASP.NET MVC apps, not ASP.NET Core?
Our focus is .NET Core. Across the company, and that is what we're supporting right there. There are alternatives we can chat offline, but our focus and what we're going to support and what we want to encourage developers to use is the high-performance, incredibly speedy and configurable .NET Core and ASP.NET Core. So I think that's what we're doing, and that's what we're pushing forward.
And I think on top of that, the full framework doesn't work on a Mac.
There's ins and outs. With Mono you can, but it's not what we're supporting in Visual Studio for Mac, because we got to be very focused, and we want to deliver, like I showed today, end-to-end experiences. We want to get you out of the box. We want to be able to support you, and we want to be able to evolve with you, grow with you, and there's a whole lot of work that it's all anchored on .NET Core, and it's anchored in a new programming model. So there are ways, and I'll be happy to answer the questions offline, but our focus is .NET Core.
I love the out-of-the-box experience where you created this application and it had the back end, it had the front end, and you set breakpoints in both, and it yeah. stopped. And to me, that was impressive, right?
That is a new template. That's our new template. You get started with that. And
So that wasn't something you wrote. It's something that everyone can file new into.
Yep.
That's amazing. When will Xamarin Forms support Mac OS apps? This is a question that I've heard quite a bit.
It's support is being built right now. If you really need it right now, so if you need it today, Seth, just go to our website and you can download the source code from the macOS branch. It's been worked on, so it's a matter of completing it, finishing, polishing it up, you know, sending off the, waxing it off.
Waxing it off a little bit. Next question, when will you release Test Cloud Live? When will it be included in Visual Studio Mobile Center?
Good question. So Test Cloud Live will ship first in Mobile Center. We're going to make it available there first. We don't have a date that we can commit to yet, but sometime next year. Other than that, I can't be more specific right now.
Awesome. We're going to burn through a lot of questions. Will Mobile Center work with Visual Studio Team Services?
Yes. So under the hood, Mobile Center actually uses the Visual Studio Team Services functionality to provide CI. And so even though we make it really easy for you to set up your CI, Visual Studio Mobile Center, if you want to then go in and actually modify the pipeline, edit the scripts, you can actually do that with VSTS. And of course, you can connect with GitHub, but you can also connect to your VSTS repos. So we're going to be providing support for that as well.
Awesome. The question just came up. What's the role of F# in the new Visual Studio for Mac roadmap? I love F#. It's a wonderful language for very many types of applications. You folks were all in with F# very early on. Tell us about the support in Visual Studio for Mac.
Well, we love F#, A, because I do love the language, and B, because our customers love the language.
Sure.
F# is supported out of the box, and it's in particular very interesting because in the Apple ecosystem, in the Apple world, a lot of people have embraced functional programming. Because of Swift. And F#, you can think of F# as Swift 6.0. It's been there. It's done a lot of the work that the Swift guys are doing now. So if you're in that mindset and you want to do functional programming, we'll support you directly. And it's already a very sophisticated, very advanced language. It came out of Microsoft Research, but it's now a fully supported product across the Visual Studio family.
Awesome. So we're about down to like the last minute. So 10 seconds each of you. What do you want to say to people that are watching to finish up? Oh, I put you on the spot.
Well, give us your feedback. We're here trying to learn how people use the tools and what we can do for them. This is the beginning of a journey in many cases, and I'm a fan of the work that Nat team is doing with the Mobile Center.
Yep.
Because what they went and did is they took various different tools and they decided we can't just stitch them together. They had to rethink the UI and what is the proper workflow to get a very consistent, very nice UI.
Well, you took all of his 10 seconds.
Sorry.
So we're done here. We're going to toss it over to the next session. Keep watching.
Awesome.